Thank you, Father. Please be seated. I've got this elastic band in my hand. What happens when I expand it? It stretches. And that's what I want to talk about this morning, stretching. Okay, so we all know that we should exercise. And we know when we exercise, we need to do a warm-up and then we need to stretch. Okay? But I think most of us here will agree that with exercising and stretching, there comes some discomfort. Okay? But we do it because we know it benefits us. I remember I was looking on the internet a few months ago, just browsing around, and I came across this phenomenon, well, I thought it was a phenomenon, whereby you can exercise in bed and get amazing results. And I thought, that's for me. So I looked into this a bit more, and there was a book written by a gentleman called Sanford Bennett. Now, Sanford Bennett, it was in the 1800s, and he was a sickly child. As a child, he grew up. He was always getting ill, and his parents were taking him to the doctors for medication. And Sanford, after a while, he just got tired of always being on medication and being ill. So he went on a journey. He went on a journey to health and fitness. And he found by doing regular exercises consistently every day that he was able to strengthen his muscles. And as a result, he found, it was recorded in this book, they showed pictures of him at age 50 and at age 70. At age 50, it was recorded that he had the body of a 70-year-old. His hair was graying, his shoulders were sort of arched over, and he generally was taunt. And then he, as I say, he went on to this journey. And then when he reached age 70, they recorded that his body was that of a person younger than 50 years old. Sanford Bennett went on this journey where he made a decision to exercise these muscles in his face, muscles that he wouldn't normally use, to the point where at 70, he's now got the body of a 50-year-old. Now, I'm sure Sanford would have experienced a degree of discomfort, but he made a decision, and he decided that he was not going to let that discomfort to rob him for what he, basically from his goal. You know, and God is the same with us. God won't ask us to stretch farther than we can stretch. But he will ask us to stretch as far as he knows we can stretch. You know, in saying that, God is not going to come down and physically stretch us, but he will require it of us. He will ask of us. And it's up to us whether we're going to obey. You know, when Godfrey asked me to preach this morning, my answer to Godfrey was, it's not a no, but not now. You know, not now. But then I thought about this, and I thought, either I'm going to just hear my pastor when he says this is the year of expansion. And if I'm going to believe my pastor that this is the year of expansion, then that would require me to do some stretching. And I thought, right, well, okay. Well, you know what choice I made. I decided this is the year of expansion. And yes, there was a degree of discomfort, but I'm not going to let that discomfort from robbing me of what God wants to take me to the next level. In Jesus' name. And God, as I said, God will stretch us because God, well, he will require it of us. Because he knows us better than we know ourselves. You know, and as I said, God will not stretch us farther than he knows we're able to stretch. I just want to have a look at some characters in the Bible that also stretched. If we can turn to Exodus chapter 4, and we're going to read from verse 1. Can I have it in the NASB, please? And we're going to read from verse 1 to 5. Then Moses said, "What if they will not believe me or listen to what I say? For they may say, 'The Lord has not appeared to you.'" The Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" And he said, "A staff." Then he said, "Throw it on the ground." So he threw it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it. But the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand and grasp it by its tail. So he stretched out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his hand. Thank you, we'll stop there. When I read that, I laughed, because the word says, Moses fled. I thought, Moses did the right thing. I probably would have ran too. But I thought, Moses is a brave man because he came back. God said to him, stretch out your hand. And I thought, wow, Moses, you came back. I mean, my staff has turned into a serpent on the floor. I don't think I'd be coming back. But let Moses be your example. Moses came back and God said, stretch out your hand. And I know Moses would have experienced a degree of discomfort in stretching out his hand and lifting the tail. But Moses didn't allow that discomfort to rob him from what God was going to do. Otherwise, he would not have seen the power of God in turning that staff back into a serpent. I just want to have a look at next one, Genesis. And again, if I can have it in the NASB, from verse 1. We're going to, Genesis 22, verse 1. Thank you. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham. And he said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, take now your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. Can we jump now to verse number 9? Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Thank you. And again, we see that Abraham stretched out his hand to reach for the knife. Now, Abraham waited for this promise from God. And, you know, yes, we know that Abraham is the father of faith, and he believed either God will return Isaac back from the dead, or he believed that God will provide that sacrifice. Either way, that was a stretch for Abraham to take the knife to sacrifice his son. If he sent his son to be a sacrifice, said, right, to one of his servants, right, take Isaac and take him to be a sacrifice. And, you know, I'll just be over here once he's sacrificed, you know, come back and let me know the job is done. But Abraham himself had to stretch to take that knife to sacrifice the son that he loved, the son that he waited for, the son that was a promise to him. In my eyes, that is a stretch. Abraham would have suffered some discomfort in having to sacrifice his son. But Abraham didn't allow that discomfort to stop him from obeying the voice of God. If he had, he would not have seen the power of God in providing that sacrifice in the lamb. Can we turn now to Luke? Luke 22 and verse 41. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and began to pray, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Now an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. And being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. I'll stop there. Thank you. Now, This version says in the NSB that he prayed. Can we go back to 41? Thank you, 42. He said in this verse, it says, saying, Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. Some versions say, nevertheless. For me, this is the ultimate stretch. You know, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And when he came to the realization what was before him, you know, the Bible says that his sweats were like drops of blood to the ground. You know, Jesus said, if at all possible, let this cup be removed from me. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Now, for me, this is the ultimate stretch. Jesus at that time was suffering discomfort, that his sweat would be drops of blood. Yet he stretched on that cross, not for his benefit, for our benefit. If he had not done the ultimate stretch, we would not have seen the power of the cross. If Jesus sacrificed for our benefit. You know, and I don't know what discomfort that you may feel when God is speaking to you. Could it be in your marriage? Could it be in your finances? What sort of discomfort that might be in when you look in your workplace, in your home? But I just want to encourage you. You know, if Jesus is speaking to you about whatever stretching is ahead of you, don't allow whatever discomfort that you may feel to rob you of what Jesus might have for you. You know, because as I said earlier, God knows us better than we know ourselves. You know, and God is not a God. He will never set us up to fail. God will never set us up to fail. He wants it for us more than we want it for ourselves. So I just got to say, I want to encourage you this morning that take your eyes off yourself. Don't allow whatever discomfort that you might be experiencing. Remember, this is our year of expansion. And when our pastor hears a word from God, there's a grace. There's a grace for expansion this year. So along with me standing here today, I want you to stretch. Challenge yourselves. You know, decide that at least once a week, I'm going to experience a little discomfort. Step out of your comfort zone. You'll never walk on water unless you step out of the boat. We have to embrace this year of expansion. And God, as I say, won't do it for us. He will require it of us. So whatever it is he's speaking to you about this morning, I'd just like you to rise to your feet. Janita? Thank you. Whatever it is he's speaking to you about that caused that discomfort, that sort of in your inside. Just do business with God this morning. Just speak to him and let him show you that by stepping out, that you will only not break through and see God in another way, but he will strengthen you. He will give you the courage. He will give you the way that you need to go. Let's just do business with God. Just reach out to God. Just speak to God this morning in whatever area that you've experienced that discomfort this morning.